Hello and welcome to Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350. I'm Mike Quintero, and joining me in the studio today is Michael Williamson.
Hello.
And Simon Abernethy.
Hello there.
And that was our new jingle. I hope you liked it. So that sounded a bit... I think it captures the optimism inherent in this show. What do you guys think?
Well, I think optimism, you know, is something we really need.
Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely superb. Whoever composed it is obviously a musical genius.
Yeah, that was Dr. Rich. Thank you very much for that, Dr. Rich. Maybe next time I'll actually have the bit that I put the title on as well that I added later, but sadly that didn't turn up. I'm not quite sure what happened there. But yes, we're here today to talk with you through some of the most interesting and unusual news stories from the past week. And we're going to start, quite appropriately given the show's title, with some bubbles which are being burst. Scientists have been studying... what happens when some large soap bubbles burst, and they produce lots of little tiny daughter bubbles all the way around, which I think calling them daughter bubbles is quite sweet, really.
But to be honest, I'm surprised I haven't really noticed before. I mean, presumably people in the history of man have popped bubbles before and noticed what's happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but most of the time you have quite the surface just flat that you want for this, because most of the time when you have bubbles you're washing up or sticking something in it so you can blow more bubbles.
I think it's terrifying news. It means you can never destroy a bubble. When you destroy a bubble, 20 more little bubbles take its place. I mean, it's terrifying.
The bubbles are the new the hydra of the modern world.
Indeed.
If you cut them down, they will return stronger than you can ever imagine. In fact, I'm pretty sure this news story said that if you then pop the smaller bubbles, sometimes it can happen again.
See, there we go.
Even smaller bubbles.
I think it ends up as an aerosol, so eventually they'll just invade your lungs and take you over from the inside.
Mm. Oh dear, that's kind of scary, I think. But yes. So that's our science, I think, done for the week. that's as deep as we're going. Instead, after this, we're going to be talking about football and like, because of course, as everyone, it's been inescapable. Really, everyone knows it's the World Cup. And for our totally unscientific survey this week, we'd like to ask you if you'd ever consider online dating. So, if you want to get in touch with us about that. Our scientific survey, which is relevant to a story we'll be talking about later, you can email us studio@cur1350.co.uk. You can telephone, well, I know you can't telephone, the telephone is still broken. You can, sorry about that. You can text, that's what I meant to say. You can text on 07786 20 24 30, and you can also go onto our website www.cur1350.co.uk. And if you click on the link there, to listen live, you can also send us messages via the online form. So please get in touch. Would you consider online dating? Hello everybody, welcome back to Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350. That was Lena with Satellite, which was this year's Eurovision Song Contest winner. I promised that a fortnight ago, so I hope you all enjoyed that. I went and got it specially for you. But moving on from one international event to another, we're going to talk about the World Cup. Have you guys been keeping up the World Cup? Disappointed with the draw, maybe?
Oh, terrible. Absolutely terrible. I was very, very dismayed.
I frankly didn't know that they were playing last night. Although I didn't hear noises from the room upstairs, so that probably explains quite a lot.
But, there was more at stake than just national pride this time round, the USA versus UK match, because the relative ambassadors for each country to the other country had a little bit of a wager as to saying that if they won, the other one would have to buy them a meal. Apparently, apparently there was a bit of banter going on as well, with the UK aide saying that Sir Nigel took his steak like the American win somewhat rare. And the US aide wrote, "We will understand if you decline, given the outcome of the last such encounter. The last time England played the American World Cup, they lost in 1950. But this time it was a draw, so they're going Dutch."
Yes.
I like that. I like the fact that international relations can just be be summed up effectively by something that sounds like a bit like a date?
Well, I hope it is like a date. I think that would be quite sweet. It makes, I don't know, it's a lot fairer. I mean, if one team had won, there could be a bit of bad blood, and this way everyone's happy, except all the England fans in the pub I happen to be in, who weren't very happy. In fact, quite cross, I'd say. Quite cross.
Oh, wow, you're using a football term there as
yes.
well. Cross is
helpful. Oh, you see,
double meaning there.
I'm a pun-making machine.
I've heard that people have been complaining that the ball for this World Cup, the balls are too spherical.
The balls are too spherical.
Too spherical. Apparently they're more spherical than they used to. And so that apparently the goalkeepers have been complaining that this means that they move a bit more unpredictably because of a slight difference in the kick means that they'll go in quite a different place, apparently.
I think unpredictability is a good thing to have in a football match. I think we should encourage it. And in fact, we should just randomly pick the shape of the ball at the start of the game. So, you know, each week we'd have a different one, maybe a cube 1 week, and the next week have something with spikes on.
Have you got something against footballers that you want to have give them balls with spikes on?
Oh, no, I just think that it's such a dull game that anything to liven it up a bit would be well worth it.
I'm sure we're going to get loads of angry emails about this, you saying that football is a dull game.
But they can't, surely they can't argue the fact that if there were more spikes in the game, it would be more interesting.
I mean, definitely. And horses. I think we should have horses as well.
That would be getting more towards polo.
Why not? Let's just combine every single sport into one massive sport which everyone can enjoy.
We could call it Ultimate, except that's already been taken as a name.
Well, indeed.
What would you call this combined sport?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious sport. Yeah.
So a bit of Mary Poppins in there as well.
Well, if Mary Poppins would referee the sport, I think it would be even better.
Oh, yeah. What we've had as well, a couple more World Cup stories. We've had that the South African referees have been trying to learn all of the English swear words, which we can't repeat on air, obviously. all of the English swear words, so that if Rooney goes off on one, they can book him. I don't think this is the sole reason they've been learning English swear words. I'm not sure whether this is... we're going to have a conspiracy again to get Rooney booked. I don't know what it is with this show and conspiracies. I thought we could go without one, and I've just gone and brought one in. I'm sorry, guys. We've got a conspiracy that they're just trying to get Rooney sent off. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, all's fair in love and war. And football is a stunning combination of the two, or so the fans would say. Although I think we should give them fake swear words. Because obviously they must be learning this from a big book of swear words. So swear words such as waffle. You know, what else could we come up with?
Just tell them that common things like, oh, pass it over here, is actually just some swearing at the referee.
So you want the entire England team sent off within 10 minutes?
Surely you need to find out what, you know, the French translation is and what the Portuguese translation is. Mm. So just tell them all of the foreign words for pass it and things like that. And then get just all the foreign teams booked.
Oh, that would be a cunning plan. Has Fabio Capello got anyone doing that yet?
I hope so. I mean, Fabio obviously has to come up with some better ideas since the draw. It's obviously not working. And I think a little bit of conspiracy would work well.
Apparently we drew in 1966 and all that. Apparently the first game was a draw in that as well. So I think we're bang on target.
Indeed, yes. That can't possibly be just a coincidence.
No, we don't believe in coincidences here. One slightly more unusual story. As always, you get some people who seem to take it far too seriously. And one man has turfed his living room and just put, actually marked out a tiny little football pitch on it to try and make the experience that much more football-y.
I think that's fair enough. We all played with Sabutio as a kid. This is just uber Sabutio.
But he doesn't have any Sabutio on the field. He has nothing to flick around.
Well, I think we should change the rules of football so it's just like Sabutio on the pitch.
The same size?
Well, no, we'll just make it man-sized. Yeah, the same size with a giant hand controlling all the players. A lot more fun.
And how would you control the hand?
I think you should let the fans control the hand.
So you're saying that just, you know, let all of the fans onto the pitch and then just move giant hands around?
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently the man responsible and his friends have been playing football on the new pitch already, and it's got a bit muddy. It's not looking as good as it was when he put it down. It's this Wembley all over again. We just can't keep footballing spaces looking decent in this country. Oh dear. We've had a couple of emails coming in. Apparently an England fan wants to challenge Mike to a duel for saying that football is dull.
Well, it kind of depends what kind of duel, because obviously if it's a football duel, then I'm not particularly interested.
Challenge you to a penalty shootout.
Although, alternatively, if you want to use a novelty ball, then I become more interested.
Yes, I mean, as long as the ball's not spherical, so we can ensure fair play, I think it'll be fine.
Someone's suggesting that barcode is a rude word in Yorkshire. I'm not going to go into why. Really? Why haven't we heard that on TV? There must have been some occasion for it to come up in a soap or something, if it really was. I don't know. Oh, and here we go. We've got a football joke. Our first football. We've got a football joke from Dr. Rich, who was responsible for our jingle earlier. If it was Giant Sabutio, would the hand be the hand of God?
Oh dear.
Oh dear. I think that's appalling. And I think frankly you deserve this song now.
So you are 1350.
And welcome back. That was ABBA, The Winner Takes It All, which I think is quite appropriate for the World Cup and knockout tournament, once you get it into the past the first round, that is. So we've had a couple more emails, and the England fan is wants to challenge Mike to a duel with swords, apparently. So are you up for that? Are you up for a bit of like fencing and that?
Well, I've never done it before, so I'm assuming this other person has.
Well, I'm quite happy to act as Mike's second, which, as you know, I'm perfectly allowed to do. And I'm actually a regional fencing champion in the art of foam swordsmanship. So I'm fairly sure I can do it with metal things.
See, there isn't any, you know, kind of fencing. You can always just tag someone else to go in for you. Because really, in every competition, you then just find the best swordsman you possibly could to go with you.
Oh, exactly. It's a tag team thing. That's how they play wrestling. Not wrestling. This does explain why I'm always escorted out of wrestling venues. Because I bring my sword. I'm really quite useless at all this.
That was a bit more Simon for Juan, who said that, especially that Simon fellow is a fine chap, we should hear more of him.
Well, thank you very much. That's not what anyone else says.
Now you're hearing more about how he takes swords into wrestling competitions.
Makes it a lot more fun.
Well, for you.
For me.
For the other people, maybe less fun.
Wow.
Some people seem to like the ABBA. Thank you very much for that. And Juan also said that we're doing an excellent job on the wireless. I'm not sure whether they're taking the mic there a little on.
Yeah, as well. We, you know, the wireless, those long story nights, you know, keeping you company through the cold and the dark. We're there for you.
We're on AM at the moment as well, which is quite an old technology. So that was quite an appropriate accent.
Yes, I think so.
Although we're also on the internet, which means that Mike now has to just talk using ones and zeros to complement that.
Yes, Mike's binary solo will be coming up later, we hope.
But England fan has got in touch with us. He's worried about Mike wanting to sneakily change the duel to wrestling.
Well, I will try and, you know, use my sword, but if my double suddenly, you know, leaps and starts doing wrestling moves, then I can't be held to account for that.
Let's move on back to the news. This is supposed to be a vaguely news-based show. And we've got a story about some French researchers who have... I can hardly believe they've done this. They've decided that Darth Vader might have psychiatric problems.
But you could sort of anticipate that. I mean, the man has, had all his limbs burned off, and his son and his daughter have left him, and, you know, he doesn't have a wife. You would be, you know, just maybe a little sad if all that happened to you.
I think what they're trying to do here is raise awareness of mental illnesses, which I think is a very good thing. But I'm not sure roping in Darth Vader as your poster child for mental health problems is precisely the way that you actually want to be going with this.
Well, I mean, I think it's a fair point. If you spend your days attempting to strangle people from, you know, a mile away whilst looking at them, then that could be construed as Darth Vader-ish. If lightning shoots out of your hands, again, very, very Darth Vader.
Are these your things to spot? Lightning coming out of people's hands might mean you have Darth Vader syndrome.
Yes, you may have issues, and you should see those sorted out. I think it'd be quite cool, personally. I wouldn't get that fixed.
A brilliant quote there. I believe that psychotherapy would have helped Anakin and might have prevented him from turning to the dark side.
But then we wouldn't have had the films, and what would be the point?
I can't help but feel that if at the end of episode 2 or episode 3 Anakin goes and sees a Jedi psychiatrist, I don't think that would have made...
Well, I think 2 hours of watching Anakin Skywalker lying on a couch explaining issues about his father and all of that would have had excellent viewing.
He never had a father, that was the point.
Did he never have a father?
Well, he never had issues. A father, that was...
Hold on, I didn't follow these movies very well, did I?
I apologise if we've spoiled anyone there, but since these films have been out for many, many years, I don't think that was particularly secret. And he's Luke's dad.
Is he Luke's dad?
He's Luke's dad.
Oh, you've ruined it for me again. I'm really sad now.
Luke nearly ended up kissing his sister, didn't he?
I think that was a bit of a weird moment.
Is that some sort of complex? I mean, for sensing his sister.
All the best movies have that slight moment, like in Back to the Future, where, of course, Marty nearly kisses his mum. They're all a bit slightly dodgy, but they make for good watching.
Yeah. I'm not sure any of this should be related to people with genuine mental health issues. I think that's really just a bit of a poor show on behalf of these French psychiatrists. And can I just say, I hope we beat your team in at some point in the World Cup. I think that would be go at least some way to rectifying your appalling judgment in actually bringing Darth Vader in as your poster child. So you are. Hello, you're listening to Burst the Bubble on CUR 1350. That was Our House is Dadless by Kid British. Trying to be a little patriotic for the World Cup, although obviously that's England rather than Britain. We here at Burst the Bubble, we do know the difference between those two, which some people seem to get angry about occasionally. We've had a couple more emails. Someone very amusing, claiming to be Luke Skywalker. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not. It's not a complex, she was just fit, okay?
I think there are issues there. Deep-seated issues.
I think that's a bit harsh. I think someone's just messing about.
Well, possibly.
And someone saying that they've not seen episode 5 of Star Wars, and I'm spoiling things for people. They're 30-year-old films! I'm sorry, I'm not going to restrict myself based on the couple of people who haven't seen something that was out 30 years ago.
It's tragic. I mean, for example, episode 6 does not involve small teddy bears attacking Imperial troops. That doesn't happen. So you can rest assured.
They're large teddy bears.
They're large teddy bears, yes.
I'm worried I'm going to get accused of spoiling the news. I mean, that's only been out over the past week. people might not have heard the England score. I might be about to get lynched because of that.
We're lying, by the way. It was a beautiful victory by the USA in the England match. They won. They completely trashed us. 10-0.
I think that will probably get you lynched now.
Oh, possibly.
That would get you lynched a little bit. And now, moving on to another story. Remember, please get in touch with us if any of these stories you have any comments on. Email studio@cur1350.co.uk or go to our website www.cur1350.co.uk and click on the Listen Live link and use the online form. Or you can text us on 07786 20 24 30. That's 07786 20 24 30. Yes, we love getting your emails and texts, even when they are offers of duels. England fan, if you want to get in touch with us a bit more so we can finalise the details of these duels.
Whoa, I haven't agreed yet. We're still, you know, sorting out all the details here.
Send us some more details to try and encourage Mike to agree to the duel. That would be lovely. And speaking of love... Cunning segue there. We're looking got a story about a unemployed people in Holland are being offered makeovers and free membership of a dating agency to get them off the dole. Apparently by finding a new partner they might become more confident and actually be able to do better at job related interviews as well as date related ones.
But it seems to be aimed specifically at one gender, which I think is a little unfair to the other gender. I mean, surely men can go and find wives who are rich as well as, you know, women finding men who are rich.
I think that might just be how this particular newspaper picked it up. I'm sure somewhere in this story it says it's for men as well, but they've very much gone for the ladies' makeover angle.
Exactly. It's biased. You can't just, you know, have some kind of token towards men. You need to be fair to everyone. Men need a makeover too sometimes.
So, yeah, this is our totally unscientific survey. We've had a couple of emails in. If you could send in more emails, would you consider online dating? You could also add yes, but only if the government would pay for it.
I think that would be a superb incentive. I would do that. I know me and Mike are quite close, but if the government were offering me money, then I would go online dating. I mean, if I lose Mike through this duel, then I may have to go online dating.
I expect a period of mourning, though, first, right?
Okay, I'll give you 2 days.
Well, just wait until the funeral, maybe.
There's going to be a funeral?
I assume so. I assume you weren't just going to, you know, throw me in the sea and let me get out, washed out to sea.
But I thought that'd be a lovely ceremony.
That's not really a ceremony. That's just more dumping stuff. That's the same kind of thing you do to an old fridge.
Well, I was going to... I mean, I'm killing two birds with one stone here. I can put you in the fridge and then dump it in the estuary.
Would that fit?
I hope so.
It's quite a large fridge.
It is. Well, we'll find out.
I'm not sure how we got to fridges. Going for online dating to fridges in three short steps.
Well, fridges are an integral part of online dating. I mean, what tells you more about a man than his fridge?
Maybe that's what the book should be called. You know, how to get from dating to a fridge. You know, you find a man, you marry him, lots of money, fridges.
Yeah. It's like the American dream, to own a decent fridge.
We've had a couple of emails about this topic, mostly on the side of yes to online dating, although you have to be careful, is the thing. One person saying that they met a long-term girlfriend online dating, but then they went on a blind date from said website and it was their next-door neighbour, which I can imagine was a bit awkward.
Well, at the very least, he could have gone home and hidden his fridge.
They might share a fridge if it was the Cambridge students in the kitchen. True. That would be even more awkward.
That would be pretty grim, I must confess.
So, as well as that, we've heard someone else saying that, yes, if they had access to the huge dossier of how available and willing people were that some people must have built up from these websites... I think that's a bit...
This is implying a conspiracy again, isn't it?
What?
That mass dossiers are compiled from people who are online dating.
Yes, because you couldn't use information they'd entered themselves, because they just lie. So obviously you need to get all of the files the government has on you.
We did have an article in a few weeks ago suggesting that men apparently admitted to lying in this survey less than women did. So well, whether that follows over to online dating websites, whether men or women are more likely to lie on their online dating...
Although, in fairness, could this not merely mean that more men lied when they took the survey?
Or more women lied when they took the survey? Who knows?
Indeed, we don't know. We just don't know.
We did actually bring that up.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I obviously listened to the show that week.
Well... I'm very, very disappointed in you, Simon.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be killed in a duel in a couple of days.
Yeah, well...
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, well, speaking
of the duel, we've got another email from the Inner Fan. You can't get out of it now, Mike, you little wriggler. Dawn tomorrow by the Granter.
Well, unfortunately, I can get out of it, because tomorrow at dawn, I will be nowhere near the Granter. I'll be enjoying myself somewhere else.
I think you're giving a bad impression of England fans here, Mr. England fan who's sending emails from the website. giving off a bit of an aura of aggression. I'm not sure that's really what we want to see in our fans. I think we all of us here at Burst the Bubble do not condone the use of violence in or outside of football in any way, shape or form.
Absolutely not.
No wrestling, no fence. Well, fencing.
Wrestling.
No, wrestling's okay if it's sport wrestling. I think.
Okay, I thought we just unilaterally banned wrestling.
So far, this is okay as long as it's for the amusement of others.
Yes, that right? That's always good fun.
Oh, all right then.
Yeah,
I'll bear that in mind for the future.
Ah, well, thank you very much for that. Keep the emails coming in. Any comments on any of the stories? studio@cur1350.co.uk, online www.cur1350.co.uk, or by text 07786 202430.
This is CUR1350.
Hello, welcome back. That was Duran Duran with Rio. And we're going to move on now to some more animal related stories, because we love our animals here at Burst the Bubble. We have in fact got someone here ready for the next show wearing a lion hat. It's not just us, it's the entire station. CUR1350. We've got Sydney Opera House have had a concert specifically for dogs. This bewilders me. Are dogs particularly appreciative of music?
Oh, I don't think anyone's ever asked them before. I think they've been a bit left out.
Yeah, I think dogs love anything played by the trombone. That's my pun of the week. Very good. They're very good.
Yeah. So,
sorry, that was awful. I apologise to everyone out there.
The organiser, the person who gave it, called it an interspecies social gathering on a scale never seen before in Australia. It featured the cries of whales and high-pitched electronic sounds inaudible to human ears. So I think that's a bit unfair, because the humans are the ones paying for it.
But presumably all of the teenagers nearby just had their hands over their ears in agony from all of this noise.
It was just like one of those things that only teenagers can hear. That they used to, at one point, some people were talking about putting outside shops to stop them from going in.
Oh, of course, yes.
I don't know, could people modulate one of those so that the teenagers get scared away and the dogs get a free concert outside a shop?
I mean, I think it'd be quite unusual if you're walking past at night and just hordes of dogs in a small semicircle with programs enjoying the playlist as teenagers run around with their hands over their ears.
One person apparently said that their dog had to move away because he was getting a little bit freaked out by the whale noises. And apparently it sent some agitated pets into a frenzy. That's just what I want in an enclosed space.
Yes, I mean, it's not a brilliant idea. Let's get all the dogs in Australia together at the Sydney Opera House and then drive half of them mad.
I think it's a conspiracy.
It is. It's another conspiracy.
Yeah. CUR1350 bursts a bubble, uncovering all the conspiracies internationally, I might add. and the other one is a bit more unfortunate. A Devon vet had to be rescued because a horse that he'd sedated fell on top of him.
I must confess, this is actually quite a sad story, but I laughed when I heard it.
Well, I think there were worse stories through the sedation. I remember reading a few years ago that they suspected that a man in a park in Africa had been killed by a giraffe, and when they tried to tranquilise the giraffe to get hold of it, it stumbled in a haze off the edge of a cliff.
We do love giraffes. We don't condone that. But it is quite amusing.
One more thing, if you're going to be effectively giving an animal drugs, you wouldn't do it near a cliff.
Obviously, someone just wasn't thinking that day.
Perhaps it's all spots in front of its eyes. I'm sorry, but yeah, this one, the fire service was called to release the one from underneath the horse, which had become stuck in a fence. And so they got the horse out of the fence at the same time. So it was a bit of a two-for-one deal.
I mean, that's superb.
I would like to applaud the firefighters for their initiative there.
Yes, definitely.
Managing to do both of those jobs in one go. Firefighters, not just friends for humans, friends for animals as well. Oh. We all know that from cats getting stuff off trees. Has anyone ever actually seen a firefighter helping a cat that was stuck up a tree?
Well, I mean, I do recall seeing two firefighters shaking the bottom of a tree to get a cat out. They may just have been dressed as firefighters.
How small was this tree? Because, you know, trees are pretty hefty.
It was quite a small tree.
But then, surely they could just reach up.
Ah, this is why you should be a firefighter.
I'm not tall enough. What you need is just people who are tall enough to reach up into the trees and get things out.
Or alternatively, we replace every tree in the United Kingdom with a very small tree.
just to protect cats and allow people to wave trees about.
I mean, definitely.
Can you imagine, is that going to be the new thing at England matches, waving trees in support of England?
Well, I think when every England supporter pulls out his small bonsai, you know, and does a little bit of pruning, I think that's much nicer than, you know, chanting and flag waving. It's I think it'd be very cultured. Very cultured.
Oh, no. I was wondering how this vet ended up with the horse on top of her. Was she standing a little too close? How did it happen if the horse was still stuck in the fence?
I mean, it must have been once that vet got home and his wife asked, well, do you have a tough day at work? So you wouldn't believe what happened to me earlier.
Yeah, and then it's okay. We can go and relax. I've got some tickets to some music at the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, you can take the dog. It's brilliant.
At which point the vet probably just fled in terror.
I've had enough of animals. I'm becoming a fireman, shaking cats out of trees.
Oh no, that's
violently.
More animals. Yeah. I hope both the vet and the horse are okay, and all the dogs that went frantic.
I have it on good authority that the vet and the horse have been sent to Honolulu to relax and chill for a nice 2 weeks of surfing, you know, beautiful beach women, couple of cats up a tree. It'd be great fun. Great fun.
Is this somehow related to the song that you want me to play?
Yes. There's no way I'm subtly moving towards you playing my favourite song.
Well, anyway, let's the last song of the day. Here we go.
See you all.
And that was the theme from Hawaii Five-O there for you. I hope you all enjoyed that. Now, we're coming sadly towards the end of the show, so now we're going to have to try and predict next week's news. It's tomorrow's news today, so have you got any suggestions, guys?
Well, definitely. I mean, my suggestion's inspired by Dominic Self. He suggests that the World Cup will, in a couple of weeks, be replaced by Sabutio. Just giant Sabutio.
I worry that this means that someone will just stand on one of the players and break them.
It would certainly make it a lot more amusing.
It wouldn't be Rooney's metatarsal this time. It would be all of Rooney. just broken. What about you, Mike? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think South Africans are going to start a big government program to start paying everyone to train as psychiatrists for cats.
Psychiatrists for cats,
yeah. You know, I think they always walk around, they're always very aloof. I think they have problems. I think they want some attention, some love.
And they're not getting any concerts. All the dogs get concerts. There's nothing for cats.
Yeah, exactly. You know, climbing up trees, classic attention-seeking behaviour.
Personally, I think that what's going to be in the local news over the next week is, given the emails we've had from England fan, we're going to find Mike dead with an England flag stuck through his heart. Is he having this one?
You've assumed that I'm going to lose. I have time to train. You know, there's time for a Rocky-esque style montage for me to practice my sword fighting.
Yes, well, for those of you who wish to come to Mike's funeral, I'll be throwing the fridge into the estuary on probably Thursday. Please, no flowers. Donations to Simon Abernethy. It's a local charity which I support.
It's you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But, you know, I'm happy when I have money to buy drink.
And you are indeed charity.
I am. So make me happy.
I think Darth Vader might just come and like blow up the entire planet in disgust at the French psychiatrists before then.
I think that would definitely be something to watch. terror.
I don't think we have much choice, really.
Live on HD.
Yes, but
on the new HD cameras they've got for the World Cup can be used to show the explosion of the planet Earth.
Although you'd miss the dramatic moment, because it would cut to an advert, which seems to happen on ITV HD an awful lot.
Yes, on ITV HD they cut to an advert when England scored.
During the only England goal.
The only England goal was missed.
It's terrifying.
Now you can see this advert in high definition.
So instead of, you know, watching the amazing England goal, you're watching an advert about plenty and its amazing soaking up properties.
I bet people wish that they could have just been watching an advert instead of the USA goal.
Definitely.
Oh dear. So yeah, I think that's nearly all we've got time for. Do we have any closing comments from you guys?
I'd just like to say that, Bendy, you look wonderful.
Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you for that, Mike.
Well, I also think you look wonderful.
Obviously, if I go on the dole, I won't need any online dating websites. I'm afraid
me and Mike are already together, Bendy. You're going to have to find someone else. Oh no, Mike's going to get shot in a day. Yes.
Shot. Hang on.
Oh,
shot.
Sorry.
You're getting confused between swords and guns the same way you get confused between fencing and wrestling.
May have given away my cunning plan to murder Mike during a duel.
Don't do that.
I won't. I promise not to do that.
Good. She's going to let me, you know, be killed by the sword instead.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you live by the sword?
No, but it looks like I am going to die by it, so maybe I should have.
it would have been more poetic. I mean, we've just got time just to admire the new jingle slightly. One more time. Here we go. I think that's nice, don't you?
Yes, but I kind of need a toilet.
Yeah, same. I really have a desperate urge now. I can't explain
it. Is this not a toilet?
Come on.
I've gone really high there.
Oh, that's lovely. That was Bendy falling down a hole when he was doing that. Very unfortunate.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you everyone for tuning in. I'd say happy birthday to Rowena, if she's listening. And I'll see you all at some point in the future. Good night.